not that I can't see the problem. It's just not Lord. And I smiled at that doctor and I said, honey, you got to realize something. You're looking at a man that you could tell has 5 minutes to live. And I'm going to smile like this and say, come on back in six so we can talk. Now, was I being proud and presumptuous? I was defending and protecting my faith. I was guarding my spirit. I was releasing every promise of God that's yes and amen in Christ. You know, the church says sometimes God says no, brother. But brother, you need to understand, sometimes God just says no. Show me a scripture and verse for that. Come on, scholar. Where's the scripture? Because I've got a scripture for you, 2 Corinthians 1, verse 18. For as God is faithful, our message didn't come to you with yes and no, but yes in Christ Jesus. For all the promises of God are yes, and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us. See, you might say through your experience sometimes God says no, but His Word says He always says yes. Did I have to sacrifice my life? Look, it ain't rubber, okay? Look, it's real. Okay? Glory to God. You see, now watch. If I'd have submitted to fear, if I'd have turned my head with this kind of doctrine and receive, watch what we do. When the doctor speaks, we listen and take it to heart, and all of a sudden we're identified. When they say you have cancer, you immediately become a cancer patient and cry out to God from the point of view of a cancer patient instead of a son. You better get what I'm saying. Because I could have turned my head and said, God, I can't believe you're letting this go this far. I can't believe this. I could have received that into my spirit. God, I'm trusting you. You got to pull. God, I don't know what's going on. Why is he coming to this? God. That's how most of us pray in crisis. Look, I'm not in denial. I don't care what any psychologist says. What she told me ain't me. It's not me. I'm in the Christ. My life is hidden in Him. You say, you got cancer all through your body, Pastor. And it ain't good. Man, we can't help. We're sorry, you're a good man. But we can't help you. I'm all right. It's okay. I don't understand why or how or any of that, but I know one thing. He died for me so I can live. And the will of God shall be done through my life. Nothing shall stop His glory. And you smile and you keep on living. I preached a healing service like this, or a Sunday night service. Same gospel. Do you know my leg doesn't determine the gospel? Same gospel. Same gospel. God said, pray for the sick. Because He knew I wasn't going to say, pray for the sick, cut me a break, Lord. What about my leg? Because my leg doesn't determine the gospel. The gospel determines my leg. You following me?
Amen.
Do you know without righteousness, you won't have that kind of faith. Without knowing you're right with God, without settling the score once and for all. He loves me. He's for me. He's changed me. And I'm going on with God. Without that, you'll get thrown by that kind of stuff. So 8 people came up to the altar. And it was incredible. I'm dragging my leg. I'm the minister praying for the sick. I said, be healed in Jesus' name. I never touched anybody. It was like lightning flashing. They were blasting to the floor like I shot them with a shotgun. 8 people got up weeping and crying, bearing witness that what was wrong no more. The rational mind says, okay, great. Now what about your leg? The rational mind turns the corner and says, okay, God, you healed all 8 of them. What about me?